We are learning Masechtas Nazir, Dachav Beis Amud Aleph, and we are continuing the sugya. The shaila in the Gemara was, if a Baal, when he's mefer the neder of his wife, is it Mekar Akar or Megas Gaius? Is it Oikir L'mafreya, or does it cut it in its place, and now, from before, it was an Aziris, and from now on, it's not. That was a shaila in the Gemara. So Gemara is attempting to bring Raias to the shaila. Tashma, Ha'isha Shenadra B'Nazir. Ha'isha that made a neder that she's going to be a nazir, nitma'ah, and she became tamei. Va'achakach hafala baila, and afterwards, the husband was mefer. It means she went through the whole naziris, she was part of it at least, and she became tamei. She already started nazir, she became tamei, and afterwards the baal was mefer. So shaila is, she have to bring kabbonis for her naziris tuma that she became tamei while she was a nazir. So halacha is, says over here, Mevi'ah, the halacha is that Mevi'ah chatas oif, in Mevi'ah is oif. The writer says that she brings a chatas oif, and she does not bring a oilas oif. So let's analyze this. We saka that the Baal Megas guy is, if we hold that when a Baal is made for the nether, it's kayim till now, and now from now on it stops. Tasting am oilas oif, she should also bring a oilas oif. And like Tosis points out, she bring a ashram also, she bring all the kabbonis. That means that we spoke out yesterday, on yesterday's blot, that Tosfos says that if you hold Baal Megas Gaius, you bring all the Kabbonis Tumma. You bring all the Kabbonis Tumma. And this, even though this is not like the Maskaros Gemara Daf Pei Gimel in Nedarim, where there it says, Ein Karbon Lechatzi Naziris, but here, for the Tumma, this Gemara is naming on, that if you hold Megas Gaius, for the Kabbonis Tumma, since she became Tumma while she was in Nazir, Halacha brings all the Kabbonis. So if you held Megas Gaius, why don't you bring Eilas Oif and the Asham? I just want to speak out. Agav, the Mepharish learns that an Asham you wouldn't bring even then. Not clear what the Pshat is, but like upon him, the Kasha or Gemara of Taisus is that you should bring all the Kabbonis to Megas Gaius. Well, my Mekakar. So Gemara goes back. Okay, what do I want to say? That was Oikir Mafreya. So then why Chazayev Nami Loi Taisi? Don't bring any Kabbonis. If the way it works is when you meet for the Naziris, like it never was here, so then don't bring any Kabbonis. So Gemara says, you're right. Really, you shouldn't bring any Kabbonis. But Hachinami, but Hamani is going to Rav Elazar Kapi, the Tanya, Rav Elazar Kapi by Rabbi Omer, Matam Alei Mashachot Al Nefesh. It says in the Pasuk, V'asa Akoyin Echad Chatas Vechel Oyla, V'chipa Lava Shachot Al Nefesh. You see that there was a chait. V'chaz the Nefesh chait Chatazel. What type of chait did this person do, this Nazir? Elo Peshutziya Atzmina Yai Nikri Chayte, because she or he was Mitzai himself or himself with from drinking wine, she's called a chayte. But like Varam Kavah Chaymer, Ma'azesh Loitziyatz Me'el Mera Yai Nika Chayte. Hamitzar Atzmei called Dov Lachas Kama Kama. Am I Ma'amusker? It's a Kavah Chaymer. If someone's Mitzar himself from everything, for sure he's called a chayte. Back upon him, Rav Elazar Kapashita is that not drinking wine while you're nazir, and that was a form of a chayte. So therefore, Gemara starts like this: really, Me'ekar Oka. Why do you bring a chatas oif? You bring a chatas oif because Lemaisa. You're bringing chatas oif. Why are you bringing chatas? Because lemaisa there was a chatal nefesh. You bring it for that. Agav, that's pashut lechayra. That when someone is goes to a chacham and is oikah the neder lemafrei, you don't bring a chatas oif. It's only by hafara. Like we spoke out from the briskerov that even if you hold meka akar, even if you're shita of meka akar by hafara, it works with the mechanics of mekana abal mafrei. And the reason is because the way it works when a chacham is made for a neder, there is a charata and there's a toyus and there's a pesach. So it never was here. The whole thing was a mistake. This thing was not a mistake. This is shaila what the mechanics of the akira is. Does it work my freya or megas gaius? Even if it works my freya, what it means is from now on we look at her as she was never a nazir. But the chatas oif is coming for something she did while she was a nazir, and therefore you bring a chatas. But the other kabbonis you don't bring, because right now we look at it, she never was a nazir. She doesn't bring oila. The chatas of something she did then, that already kicked in, and therefore you'll be chayev, the carbon chatas. Back upon him, like Tosfos points out, this gemara is coming out with a pshitus, that it has to be, we are pshitus to shayla. It's me'ekar aka afaro. Because this braisa cannot shtim if you hold megas gaius. If you hold megas gaius, then why don't you bring all the kabbonis? The only way to learn is me'ekar aka. And still you bring chazayif, you know why? Because of kapara. So basically, if you look at Tosfos Devar Maschil, Hamani, Tosfos points out that we pass in Lo'ilam Ekarkar. Tosfos starts off, Pirish Lo'ilam Ekarkar, L'kachan Emevi Yo'ilam Soif, V'chazayif Ma'isam Shum Da'asya Al-Sof, V'chazayif Berei Kamen Dorim, V'hashta Maskinon, the Baal Mekarkar. Now we bring Masik, that there's Akira, And by Havaras Adarim, it's Akira. And that's where we're coming out right now. So it seems like the Peshitas to the Shaila.
Yesterday,
yeah.
It seemed to be the Chatas on the Emma Chatas because of the
Hakapa, right.
What is the Hakapa hold? Is this Shira 29 in the Chayla? Are those
Chatas or Kabe? No, it depends when you are. If that was the Zir Satira, there she went to all Zirs.
Yeah, but he's on the whole Chatas is called Shira 29.
Right, right.
What are you bringing? You bringing
an oil or a behemoth? Only the behemoth. No, you bring definitely a khatas. Now, someone who drinks wine, someone who does not drink wine and see atzman reyayin through an aziris tahira brings a khatas behemoth. Someone who see atzman reyayin through a tumah brings a khatas oif. That's halacha. That's all. That's all. That's the dinam psukim. That's the dinam psukim. No, it is. I'm saying the chatas you bring is then. So if you come tamei, that's the chatas. If not, if you come that the chatas. That's how you take that chatas. That's actually shown in the Girsas Gemara before about the bottom. Yeah. Toshima, let's bring not a raya over here. Toshima, the Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Toshima Tanya behedya, we have here a mefurish of brisa. That says that it's mekan lahaba tashma atanya behedya ha'isha should not do nazir b'shamach avrata v'amra va'ani uba baila shor reshoyna v'hafala. The first brayse is like this: Isha became a nazir. Her friend heard her and said va'ani, and then so the friend's also a nazir. Then the ba baila shor reshoyna v'hafala. Then the husband of the first wife came as mefer it. The halacha is he mutaras v'chaverta asura. And l'chayru, if you hold that it's oikel mafreya, so then there was never any zeros over here. If it's oikel mafreya, there's never any zeros over here, so it should fall off. Like I said, well, that was one nafkamina we said before. The nafkamina is the lamaisa. From now you look at it, that's oikel mafreya. There was no loss of zeros, so her zeros should be mutter also. Shema mina, since the chaverta stays asura, shema mina, baal megas guys. You see from here that baal megas guys. So shema mina. Now this brisa has a Rav Shimon. Before we do Rav Shimon, Stamaz Tosfos asks that it's very not common in Gemaras. They push the shaila one way, then they push the shaila another way. We just finished saying that the Gemaras push the shaila Mecca Akar. Now it's saying Shemavi not make his guys. You don't have Gemaras like that. Tosfos says it's Mechlekes Tanoim. Tosfos says, and it's because the last brisa only stims with Lozar Kapper. But if you argue with Lozar Kapper, that brisa doesn't work out good. So therefore, we're going to say that price is Lozar Kapper. And this price is like the Rabbanon. And comes out, which is a little bit of an interesting thing, that is the new Machlekes, Rabbi Lozar Kapper and the Rabbanon. But it's always for the Machlekes, if you bring a Chatas, there's not a Machlekes. The Machlekes is, if you have Megas guys in Mecca Oka. That's the way Tosh is learning. He says, Tanoi, because this is St. Clair, Mecca Oka. Now, the price goes further, brings Rabbi Shimon Shita. Pashto's Tosh points out, Rabbi Shimon is not arguing. Rav Shimon Oimer, im Omra law, Hareini Kamois Choshdeim Vataris. That means even though we said now Megas Gai is, so the Chavrata says, Va'ani, it's still Chal. And when the Mefer, the first one, when her husband, the first one's husband is made for her nether, the second one is still Chai V'Kayim, because Megas V'Gai is, because it goes only V'Kan Lahaba. But Rav Shimon says, if she's Toila, her Naziris and her friends are there, he says, I want to be like you. And basically, like Tosfos explains, like a Tanai. The Tanai is, whatever happens to you, I want to happen to me. So then it'll be mutter, because she was clearly toila her nether in her friend's nether. And since her friend's nether now became mutter, her nether became mutter also.
How does it work?
What? It works with a Tanai. It's like a Tanai. You can't stop in the zeros in the middle, like this. If you make a Tanai, your kasha is probably like this. Your kasha is, the local advice was to go to zeros for 15 days. It does not work. I can't do that. So here it'll be different. If her nazir becomes afara, the rishayin will be mekan la'aba, but the chavrata will be oikel mafreya, because of the tanai. I said I want my nazirus to be kayim. If yours is going to be kayim, if yours not going to be kayim, I don't want my nazirus even to start. That's how you look at it. That's how.
I already know that today. I'm not going to want it to be canceled for 15 days.
You can't do that, but you can say I rainy nazir if I fly a kite. And if you don't fly a kite, you're not a nazir. It's a tanai. It's a partial tanai. That's what it is.
So I think, what does this kicks in?
You're right.
How does that tie in the
action? Because it turned out it was a mistake. It was a mistake. It's a tanai. It's a mistake. You can make sure tanai at that. that if you look at the Taisvis, Taisvis Hachkarmalei, Im Seifach Shetehem Uteris, if at the end of the day you will be Mutter, Lo Yochal Lai Naziris Kolekir, it won't be Chal at all the Naziris Amin. You could do that. And it turns out you're not drinking wine and growing your hair for nothing the past 20 days. That's what happens. It's for nothing, because the whole thing is a Tanai that it won't even be Chal. So you're right that it can't be that saying that mine is, if your Naziris ends, mine will end also. It can't happen. Once you start in Naziris, you start in Naziris. Here, it turned out he never started the Zeros. That was a Tanai. That if yours ends, the Zeros never started. So, like upon him, that's what Shimon says. And Tais points out that he's just adding on to the Telekama, not arguing on the Telekama. The Gemara says further, which is definitely a connection to this Gemara, Shalah, how the connection goes. Marzutu Breda Rav Mori Omar, Hai, Hainu de Ram Vachama. This Shalah is Ram Vachama. Now, Tais is a long Tais of Chavez and Aleph. Tais has two Pshatim. The first Pshat he has a bunch of cash on it. So we're going to go with the second shot of Taisvis. So Taisvis says like this. The Gemara's cash, Vazutra's cash like this. That L'char, now that you appoish it, this halacha, and you said that the halacha is Megiz Gaius, that's what you said. You said over here that Avada, we pass him came as Gaius. You said L'char, be appoish it from that shayla, be appoish the shayla Ram Machama. Ram Machama has a shayla. So if someone has a piece of basar shlom in front of him, the boy Rav Machama, Harei Elai, he has a piece of basar shlom in front of him, and he says, I want this kikar, this challah, to be like this shlom. Mahu. Ki mitvis inish b'ikar matvis? Is he being taifis his kikar in the ikar carbon, which is also b'me'ilah, and everything can't have enough of it? Or dilma b'tsanna matvis? Or you're being taifis in the heter of the shlom? Sana means when it cools down after the zrika and becomes mutter to eat, are you matvis in that? So the Ramach of Mazuch is asking, the Ramach of Mazuch is asking, the Ramach of Mazuch is asking, let's bring a raya over here that it's be ikra kamatvis. Because here, the Isha said, va'ani, and why don't we say that maybe she is saying, I want to be matvisit in the part of Naziris after the Afara. When a friend says, let's say there's Rachel and Leah, okay? Rachel made an Arain in Nazir. Leah says, Va'ani. That's what Leah says. When Leah says, Va'ani, is she being typhus in the Naziris of Rachel or in the Naziris of Rachel after there's Afaro? That's the Shaila. It sounds like over here that she's being typhus. We're not going to Rapshim, we're going to Tanakama. She's being typhus in the Iker Nether of Rachel, not in the Nether of Rachel after it there's Afaro. So it should be a raya to Rav Machama Shaila b'ikur kamatvis. Now, Taisvay points out what?
What does that mean? Okay,
do you chab Rav Machama Shaila first of all? Do you chab Rav Machama Shaila by Shalom? Okay. So Rav Machama Shaila Shalom, actually the Dharma says it like this, and here the Gemara has to be not like that. And the Dharma Shaila is very simple. You have a piece of basar shalom you let it eat for 2 days and one night, even a zar, sitting right here. It's already edible after the zrika. And I say, I want this chala to be like that basar zar shalom. What's the halacha? Do you say it's like the Zevach Shlom now, which is Mutavana? Then if it's no Neder. Or I mean on the Iker Shlom, which is Asvana. That's the way the Moravim Chavash Shalom and Dharm. But if that was the case, it wouldn't be a dimin to hear. Because that would mean is that you're doing the Hatfasa after already it's already Mutat Eid. So it wouldn't be a dimin. So Tais points out, the case here, if you argue Gemara, the Moravim Chavash Shalom is before the Zrika. Before the Zrika, I say this Kikar is like the Zevach Shlom. Before the Zrika. And the Gemara stole it, Rama Chama stole the Shaila. Do I mean to say this Chala is like the Shlom right now, which is Asvana? Or do I mean to say it's like the Shlom after the Zrika? That's the Shaila Rama Chama. So the Gemara only paishes it. Here, when she says Va'ani, before the Afara, does she mean I want to be like you after the Afara? Or before the Afara? Who says it's going to be Afara? It's a good question. It's a good question. So let's see what Gemara answers. Gemara says, me dummy. What's a dimyan? What's a dimyan? The Gemara says, by Shlomim, either before Zrika or after Zrika, it has some kind of Kedusha. So it would make sense to say that when I say Kikazah Kazah, it means even after the Zrika. Now, if it's being matvised after already was Hafara, Hafala Baila, there's no reason in the world to be like that. It's after Hafara, there's nothing here. There's no reason to make such a Hatfasa. And you're asking, now who said there'll be Hatfasa? But the Gemara has a better time. The Gemara time is that here, there's no Hatfasa to make. The thing is Mutter. There's no Hatfasa to make. And the Gavi Yoshaila, that who said it's going to happen, so there's a possibility it's going to happen. Maybe it's a very normal thing. Even though, like Lashon of Taisus is, I'm a bikara kamatvis, I forgot the chevrita yadas, shazoyseisha, yechayla lovi de heta de shahafa baila. She knows it's possible, so maybe she's matvis in that. But the Martin has no reason to be matvis in that. Why? Because they don't have to pass it, there's nothing to do. So Gemara says it's not similar to the Shaila. Or Ikadamri, Hainu Duran Vachama Vadai. It is like Ram Vachama Shaila, and it is a raya, that Ikur Kamatvis. So that's the Gemara says that the Shaila Vani is similar to that Shaila. When I say Vani, they mean on your Ikin Azir, so I mean after that Faro. That is the Pshat, second Pshat of Taisus. Taisus' first Pshat is a very interesting Pshat. In Taisus' Pshat, he actually brings in this idea of Mekan La Bala Mafreya. And Taisus' first Pshat wants to work like this, that the Gemara Bar Raya, that I could do at Tfasa, and it's not, doesn't fall apart after that Faro, is a Raya Megas Gaius. On that, the Gemara asks, why is it a Raya Megas Gaius? Maybe Be'ikro Kamatvis. That's the Gemara's asking Akasha. Who said Megas Gaius? Maybe really it's Me'ikil Mafreya HaFaro. I'm telling you twice, this is the first Pshat. If you want to listen, good, if not, not. But the Pshat is like this, that the Gemara said that it's a Raya Megas Gaius. So Frey the Gemara, who said? Maybe Va'ani, the reason why it's Chal is, even it's really Oikil Mafreya, the husband. The reason why Ani works is because I'm going on Be'ikro Kamatvis. That's the words of the Pshat. There's a lot of kashas. One of the questions are, what do you mean, even Be'ikro Kamatvis, there was Oikil Mafreya? Oikil Mafreya. Zog Taisa line here, he says, Aval Baal Meifel Ishta B'lecha Rata U Pesach M'gzer Zekosav Hilka Fil Mi Ika Oka L'in Zeh Choshev Kilo Nishar Aleha Neder K'sas V'chavata Asur V'duechik. The Brisker Rav's Bar is really a Taisvus over here. The Mekan Lava Freya. I'm not going to tell you all the Taisvus questions. He has a bunch of other questions. And he doesn't like this Pshat. So he's stuck with the second Pshat of Taisvus, Pshat, in this Gemara.